Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Teen to Teen is a Riverside Police Department-sponsored youth-based program that was founded in 1996 in partnership with John W. North High School's Law and Protective Services Academy, or LAPS. The LAPS Academy is a three-year program of study under the California Partnership Academy grant. Students are taught in a small learning community with instruction in three core courses as well as a career technical course for 2 years. And in their third year, or senior year, students are instructed through an ROP course, which includes an internship with the Riverside Police Department Teen to Teen program. Here to tell us more is North High Law Academy coordinator and teacher, program advisor Carolina Tamayo, police program coordinator Jenny Pauly, and students Victor Contreras, Joanna Sedeno, and Leslie Alcazar. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Start by telling us, what is the LAPS Academy?
The LAPS Academy is a career technical education program specific to John W. North High School, which informs students about law enforcement and emergency services, helping them to get an understanding of their career options, what they like to do after high school, and the steps to get to that goal.
And what is the Teen to Teen program?
The Teen to Teen program is an internship partnership with the Riverside Police Department, which is a hands-on experience about the two-year knowledge we've gained within the academy, as well as informing us on drunk driving so we can be awareness to the community.
And how did this program get started?
The Law and Protective Services Academy started in 1996 under a California Partnership Academy grant through the California Department of Education. That was actually before I was teaching, but when I started teaching at North, I had the great opportunity to start teaching within an Introduction to Law course. All three years are geared towards informing students as they move forward. So the first year is all about constitutional law and the criminal justice process. And then the second year, we do criminal justice for law enforcement, which is much more hands-on. And then the third year, they delve into real-life scenarios and scenario training with their law enforcement course and with their internship with the Riverside Police Department.
And what types of community partnerships do the LAPS Academy and Teen to Teen have and provide for the community?
The types of community partnerships that the LAPS Academy and Teen to Teen provide for the students and are in partnership with would be the Riverside DA's office, the CHP with RCC Community College, San Jacinto College, the Alarm Association Program, the Ben Clark Training Center, the California Department of Corrections, but our biggest partners and our primary partners would be Riverside Police Department and the Riverside Foundation.
So tell us how this program works.
The Law Academy is a three-year program that students apply for at the end of their ninth grade year. Once they come into the program, they have English, history, science, and the core technical class, the career technical class, which will be the law course. They do that for the 3 years that they're in the program. They're offered mentors, internships, community service hours. They have an opportunity to learn with real hands-on scenarios and instruction, and they're instructed by teachers and mentors who are actively in the field or have been in the field.
What are you hoping to achieve with this program?
The purpose of the program is to just get a hands-on experience with the Riverside Police Department and all our other partnerships so we can be better for ourselves and for our future.
And what are the requirements to participate in the program?
A minimum of a 2.5 GPA maintained throughout the school year. And our teachers really push us to maintain at least passing grades. B's is even better than C's, as well as just having a really good set of morals and following the values that our academy holds, which would be responsibility, integrity, and respect.
Now, it's my understanding that you just won an award. Can you tell us about that?
We were really honored to receive the California Distinguished Academies Award that was presented at our state California Department of Education Educating for Careers Conference just at the beginning of March. And our whole academy went through a review and they spoke with students, with parents, with stakeholders. And it was a real honor to be able to be recognized in this way. And we were really proud of all of our students and all of our stakeholders.
I'm speaking with North High Law Academy coordinator and teacher Carolina Tamayo, police program coordinator Jenny Polly, and students Victor Contreras, Joanna Sedeno, and Leslie Alcazar, who participate in the LAPS and Teen to Teen program. Why was this something you wanted to be part of?
So I joined the LAPS Academy because my friends told me to join so I could be in classes with them, and that was very easy. But since then, they basically pushed me towards my future career. I want to become a firefighter engineer with hopefully Riverside County. And so far, I've joined the Riverside Fire Explorers, Post 101, and also been in numerous internships with RPD, such as being part of their Teen to Teen program. I'm the head of fundraising.
So I joined LAPS because when I first started high school, I always said, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor. But when we had a career day at school, one of our old academy cadets, Brianna, she was like, you should join LAPS. And it really opened my eyes to pursue more than just being a doctor in my future. So I've now decided I want to be a FBI agent. And it's really helped me because since being part of the Teen to Teen program, I am a executive director for community service. So it's helped me to open my eyes and be able to help the community a lot more.
I joined the academy because I transferred over to North actually just for the academy because I've always been interested in a career in law. I never knew exactly which pathway I wanted to go because all I knew was that I wanted to help people. I didn't know exactly how. And I knew that LAPS was somewhere where I could discover that. And I also, at that time, was in need of a support system. And I needed direction and discipline in my life. And I was aware from my cousin being in the academy in past times as well, that LAPS could offer that to me. So I made the transfer and joined the academy. And I'm now the president of the LAPS Academy.
And what makes the LAPS Academy and the Teen to Teen internship special or important to you?
Well, to me, it really, as I mentioned, it gives me a sense of direction and purpose in a way, as well as giving me life skills in order to not only succeed at life, but also within my career in law.
The LAPS Academy is important to me because I was failing basically my freshman year, had about 5 credits at the end of it. And ever since then, I'm a so far 3.2 GPA student. And like I said, I'm a part of the Post 101 Fire Explorers for Riverside Fire Department. Since then, I've completed my Stop the Bleed certifications and soon to be CPR certified as well.
The Law Academy is important to me because, like I've mentioned, I've always wanted to be a doctor, but since changing to be an FBI agent, it's really opened my eyes because a lot of people in my family have always told me, oh, you can never do that, you know, you're a girl. So I like, coming to the academy, I realized girls can do as much as guys can do, and it really teaches us that in the academy.
Tell us about some of the things that you've learned in the academy that will help you in the future.
Something that we've learned in the academy to help us in the future is respect. Respect is one of the biggest things we learn in the academy. If you want to be respected, you have to respect them first in order to get that respect in return.
Another of the bigger things that is also taught to us since day one would be, in a way, submitting or more like recognizing higher authorities and knowing that there's always going to be someone above us that we have to respect in order to work with them. And I guess they just taught us how to have a cohesive work environment.
Something that they helped me or also learned with was interviews. To be able to have a Teen to Teen internship, you have to interview for the position that you want. And I'm not that great at public speaking or talking in general, but recently they brought me out and took me out of my comfort zone. And now I'm also a squad leader to include into that. And that's basically what helped me get to my potential goal.
Why do you think other students should join LAPS and Teen to Teen?
If you're looking for a position or a future career in law enforcement, or even in the medical field or a firefighter like I want to become, that it gives us hands-on training, especially with, like I said, Riverside Police Department. We learned how to do patrol stops, also how to handle lethal force, non-lethal force, and of course, awareness on drunk driving.
Another of the bigger things too, as a reason as why they should join, would be the networking opportunities that are offered to us. Thank you mostly to our connections with the Riverside Police Department. It really opens many doors for a lot of us, as well as helps us to gain the opportunity to further continue our studies.
What are your future plans?
To go to college. I plan to go into RCC for 2 years and then transferring to La Sierra to get my degree in criminal justice and hopefully move to Washington to become a agent in Washington.
So my future plans after high school is to join the United States Navy and become a corpsman or emergency medical technician. And hopefully after that, get EMT certified and become also have my bachelor's in fire tech and to hopefully have a position with Riverside Fire Department, such as a firefighter engineer. That's my main goal.
My plans after high school would be to go on to study, hopefully at the University of San Francisco. And while I'm there in college, to join the Army Reserves throughout my education, receiving my bachelor's in psychology, and after to go on to pursue a higher education and obtain my Juris Doctor, eventually becoming a criminal prosecutor. And hopefully one day I am able to open my own nonprofit firm.
And how can students get involved in this program?
This program in Riverside City is only available at John W. North High School. So students need to transfer into North if they are not a North student. Once they're at North, we will work with them through their ninth grade year to mentor them before they join the academy. Halfway through the ninth grade year, they can apply into the program. We do take transfers in at the junior year as well, but we prefer that students start at the end of ninth grade into their 10th grade, 11th, and 12th grade year.
And another thing that I'd like to add on to that is that once you're already in the academy will always make sure that you are involved within the activities and with everything that goes on within the academy. One of the bigger parts of it would be the executive board that you apply to and you interview for your senior year, which is one of the bigger leadership roles and involvements within the academy that just offers you more of a hands-on experience to help the academy.
And I hear you have a big senior study tour coming up. Tell us about that.
So the senior study tour that we're going to be going on is a 5-day trip to Sacramento. And we're going to learn about law enforcement and see how they train and also different factors. We're going to be also going to Cal Fire and also see how they're training. And then, of course, we're going to visit many other places and also go to Alcatraz, the prison.
And just overall, we're going to be introduced to many professionals within the career and just see a kind of one day with them on how they do their job, what their job consists of, and get the opportunity to really interview them and discover why they joined that job. And maybe if one of us is interested in joining that job, maybe how we can apply. And again, that would be another like networking opportunity where it's like that we get to have.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been speaking with North High Law Academy coordinator and teacher Carolina Tamayo, police program coordinator Jenny Polly, and students Victor Contreras, Joanna Sedeno, and Leslie Alcazar, who participate in the LAPS and teen-to-teen programs. How can the community support you?
By helping out the Riverside Police Foundation. It is part of the Riverside Police Department. Through the foundation, we organize golf tournaments, Chiefs luncheons, and a Golden Badge Gala. All those are fundraisers that participate and give money to the Police Foundation. Then the Police Department and the foundation work with John W. North High School in help funding the program, making sure they have the monies for all the different scenarios, the community services they do, the different obstacles obstacles they obtain, because a lot of the school district does not give money to a lot of the programs that we provide for. So a lot of the donations that the public and the community give, we help out to offset a lot of these fees. Their big Sacramento trip that they will be taking, the foundation helps support that. So a lot of the monies we do get funding is from the Riverside Police Foundation to help this program, so these kids can go on these trips without having to burden their families with cost. And it's a $68,000 cost, and we try to get it to zero for most of these kids to get on this trip.
And anything else you think we should know?
Pepper, we just want to say thank you so much for this time and for having us in today. We appreciate your sponsorship and support of this program as well.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. Thank you for all that you do for our community, and we can't wait to see what you're going to do with your lives.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.